Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
The long shot. Sister Anne O'Sullivan, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yeah.
And it's the mystery of Skerries. It was Skerries Beach, yes.
Skerries Beach, last Sunday.
Okay.
What time?
Yeah, I need time, please.
I know exactly, yeah. Just before three, I'd say about 3:15.
Okay.
Because I was due to meet my friend for coffee at 3 o'clock up at the, and I know that I was conscious that I needed to get up. About 3:15, I'd say.
And what happened?
Well, I had a walk on the beach, beautiful day, and I was walking back, as I say, to meet somebody for coffee, and I saw a lady sitting in a lovely kind of a sun trap in the rocks where I had sat myself some time before, and she was reading. And as I passed her, she looked up and we nodded at each other, and I noticed that the book she was reading was a book that I was also reading, and I just said, she nodded at me. I said, I hope you're enjoying my book. So that opened up a whole conversation. So I ended up standing there with her for a long time talking, and we talked about the book. And the book was The Gift by Dr. Edith Eger, who had been interviewed by Brendan O'Connor there some weeks ago.
Okay.
And
she was in, I heard, wasn't she in a concentration camp?
She was indeed.
Yes, okay,
yeah.
She's a
survivor of Auschwitz and a psychotherapist, a 92-year-old lady who wrote this wonderful book. I think she wrote her story called The Choice, but then she wrote this book, The Gift, which is really applying all the wisdom that she had gained in her life, 12 Lessons to Save Your Life. So this lady was really, really impressed by the book, and I was also. So we got talking about life in general, and then I began to tell her about another one of my gurus, who is a brother, David Steindl Rast. By coincidence, she was came out of the concentration camp. She was moved to Austria. And I just realized since I made the connection that he's Austrian. He was born in Austria. He's 94. And he has written a lot on gratefulness. So we were talking about that. And she was telling me, she was looking out at the sea and talking about how grateful she was, so on. And I told her, I said, I'll give you the name of this other book.
Okay.
And I
so you started, Sister Anne, you started a little book club on the beach at Skerries last Sunday afternoon. Now, have you any idea, as a member of this book club, there's two of you in it, have you any idea what the other member's name was, the woman you're trying to contact?
I have. Her name was Margaret. And by coincidence, that book was recommended to me by my sister, whose name is Margaret. But anyway, her name was Margaret.
Okay.
And as I said, I hadn't a pen, so I said to her, I'll take your name, your number, into my phone, and I'll text you the name of the book, of the other one. The other one is up. So I proceeded to do that. We were continued talking while this was going on, and I was conscious I had to get up to meet my friend. So I obviously didn't press the thing to save it. And as I was leaving, I had told her I come to Skerries sometimes on Sundays. And she said to me, and maybe if you're in Skerries again, you might ring me and we might meet up, continue our conversations. But then half an hour later, when I went to text her, I realised I hadn't the number. And I went back to the beach. I ran and she was gone.
There she was gone.
So so I was really...
And did you find first of all, would she have known you were a nun, so to speak?
I told her, actually, yeah. In the course of talking, I told her I was a presentation sister and where I lived.
Okay.
Well, but broadly, I lived in Blanchester.
And would she be the same age group as you, this woman, Margaret?
A bit younger, I'd say,
Any idea what her second name was?
No.
How did we find...
Well, I'll tell you now, she began to tell me her second name, and I was putting it in, and I said, I'll just put in Margaret Skerries. It begins with an M, and it wasn't a kind of a, it wasn't a Murphy or a McMahon.
It was an unusual name.
Yeah, exactly,
Now, it's one of the 12 lessons Edith Eagar writes about is always listen carefully.
Actually, well, in the course of our conversation, we got on to talk about that. And she said something about listening. She said, you know, she was talking about people, you know, the troubles in life. And she said, yeah, because people don't listen. Yeah, and so we had a really good conversation. And, I mean, the book is wonderful. And she was so taken by it. And, you know,
how long did this little meeting last?
I suppose it probably could have been a quarter of an hour or so.
Oh, fantastic.
We settled in for a chat and became aware I was late for my coffee. But, yes.
And you immediately connected. Did you find anything about she would have known, you think, that you were a nun, a presentation?
Yeah,
did you
yeah.
find out anything about her, Sister
Anne? I did. She told me quite a bit about her life, but obviously we're not going to I do know that she's living in Skerries only for the last 3 or 4 years.
You see, the problem is, I think, she was on her own. Is that correct?
She was.
You see...
If
there had been a couple in a group, maybe one of them be listened to Liveline and she could say, yeah, that was them. But we're looking for specific lone person on Skerries Beach.
Lives in Skerries for the last 3 or 4 years.
And likes contemplation and solitude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she probably won't be listening to Liveline, so if she likes contemplation and solitude.
Let's say she likes more than contemplation and solitude down by the... very glamorous looking lady. But yeah, very appreciative of nature, and you know, we talked a lot about that. As I say, the other guy, David Steindl Rastring, gratefulness, and
What did you take from Dr. Edith Eagar's book, The Gift?
Well, I took from it, I suppose, like the inside cover of it. Actually, I have it in front of me. Is that, and it's very relevant, I think, for us today, particularly, you know, with all that's going on. It talks about her empowering lessons help you to see your darkest moments as your greatest teachers and find freedom through the strength that lies within you. And I think that was what we were talking about, you know, that kind of sense of life and how one of the things she talks about is, you know, coming to appreciate yourself, like, because you're the only person you're going to live with for the rest of your life.
Where are you based on as a nun?
I'm in Fort Lawn in Blanchardstown.
Oh, yeah, no, well, yeah. Now, that's
I think you might,
But
our next-door neighbours, I think, well, you might know some of them.
Yeah. The Duns.
Carla. No, the Burns.
The Burns, okay, out there.
Yeah, great neighbours. Great neighbours.
Now, Sister Anne, we're speaking generally, but how have you managed during the pandemic?
We've managed fine now. There are two of us here. I mean, it's difficult. I think we all find it difficult, particularly for us, but living in the community here. Our house would be quite an open house, so there'd be lots of people coming and going here, groups here, and so we miss that. Like, you can't have that. You know, if you're meeting people, you have to meet to go to the door, maybe instead, and have a chat at the door, and all the things we'd have on. Like, we'd have been gone away last week with a group down to Ardmore in County Waterford, to a house we have there, belong to the sisters. We take a group down there. All those things are off. So we miss all that. But I suppose what I'm very conscious of is that the only thing I'm dealing with is the pandemic, where there's so many people around me who are dealing with loss and sickness and things like that, you know.
I'm going to take a quick break, Sister Anne. We haven't managed to find that woman, unfortunately. But would you pick a passage from the book and just to read a short passage? Have you got the book in front of you?
I have.
Yeah.
I'll try and
pick
find
a passage
something.
From the. Yeah,
take a good break now.
Yeah, I'll take a long break. Okay, thanks, Sister Anne.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, Sister Anne, what passage from the book called The Gift by Dr. Edith Eagar? It's called what? 12 Lessons for.
12 Lessons to Save Your Life.
Save Life. Okay, what passage have you picked from what page?
Well, no, I've picked very quickly now, so it's...
Yeah, don't worry.
Page 56.
Page 56, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And what's the title of that chapter?
Oh, it's going to give me a second now. Title is All Other Relationships Will End. And the subtitle is The Prison of Self-Neglect.
Okay. All Other Relationships Will End, okay. And this is page this is page 56.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Larry.
Go ahead. Yeah, please do.
instead of limiting ourselves to one role or version of ourselves, it's good to recognise that each of us has an entire family inside. There's the childish part, the one who wants everything now and fast and easy. There's the childlike part, the curious, free spirit, adept at following whims, instincts and desires without judgment or fear or shame. There's the teenager who likes to flirt and risk and test boundaries. There's the rational adult who thinks things through, makes plans, sets goals, figures things out. And there are the two parents, the caring parent and the scaring parent. The one is kind and loving and nurturing, and the one who comes in with voice raised and finger wagging. You should, you must, you have to. We need our entire family to be whole, and then we're free. Mm-hmm. This family works in balance as a team. Everyone welcome, no one absent or silenced or ruling the roost. So in other words, we're all made up of
That's read by Sister Anne O'Sullivan. Margaret Mollahan, would you like to continue reading the piece that Anne, who's the woman you met on Sunday, would you like to continue reading, Margaret, from
I'll try.
Good woman.
My inner free spirit helped me survive Auschwitz, but without my responsible adult on board, we can make a lot of messes, as my granddaughter Rachel, Audrey's beautiful daughter, can attest. Since she was young, Rachel has loved to cook, and it warmed my heart when she asked if I'd teach her some Hungarian recipes. I decided to show her how to make one of my favourite dishes, chicken paprikash. It was a special kind of heaven to be in the kitchen with Rachel. The smell of onions sautéing in butter, a lot of butter, and chicken fat. But soon I noticed her father Dale at my elbow, wiping up the splatters of squashmust and dustings of spice that flew from my spoon. Even patient, down-to-earth Rachel was growing exasperated. Stop!
Well done.
She finally
well done.
Said.
Well done. So, Sister Anne O'Sullivan, say hello to Margaret Mollahan. You're reading from the same book. You met on Sunday.
Sister Anne.
Margaret.
This is wonderful.
Oh, I was so upset at losing you.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. And I did think of you, and I thought maybe she's very busy or something. That if it's to be, it will be. And I am so over the moon. When I got the call and heard you on the radio, I said, oh, that's wonderful. We were meant to know each other.
Oh, that's fantastic. Wonderful. I can't believe it.
It was totally coincidental. Sister Anne had the book in front of her. And when I asked her to read a piece in the ad break, I was told by Rebecca that Margaret was on the other line now. And she also had the book in front of her. That's why you were able to continue reading as if you had rehearsed it for months, but you didn't.
Oh, my God.
Margaret, do you often sit on Skerry's Beach reading of a Sunday?
I do. I do Lovely. It all the time, every day. Oh. If the weather is good, wow. I love the beach.
And what are you what are you thinking when you're looking out at the sea and... Reading
I'm thinking about peace. And yesterday, and I was sitting there and I was looking at the colours of the clouds and the colours, all the different shades of grey. We hear about all the different shades of green, but there were certainly a lot of different shades of grey out there. But then there was this beautiful blue peace came in the middle of it all. So I thought, in the middle of in the darkness, there is always light. You have to have the darkness for the light to show.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing.
Do you write or paint or yourself, Margaret?
I don't write, but I would you believe I started doing a little drawings.
Great.
I write pieces then to go with the drawings. Okay. Well, they're usually pieces I've read, you know, or got from somewhere.
Well done.
Yeah.
And you know, Sister Anne is a nun, obviously.
I do. She told me she was a nun. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have friends nuns.
That's great.
This nun that taught me in school, and I lost touch with her for years, and then there was a school reunion, and she was there, and from then on we became best friends, but unfortunately she has Alzheimer's now. And it saddens me really, but she's still with us, but she has the Alzheimer's.
Well, I didn't think we'd find you, Margaret, genuinely, because you were on your own on Skerry's Beach, but thankfully we did find you. And so Sister Anne, we will give you Margaret Mollahan's full details with her permission, but if you promise Sister Anne not to lose them again.
And I have given given her, I've given my number to you for if Margaret wants to get it. And I was actually going to go out yesterday to Skerry's Beach to look for you, Margaret.
Ah. Well, you would have found me there. In the same place. In the same place.
Well, it sounds like you were soulmates. As Margaret said, if you were...
But my beautiful neighbour, I can thank her that we're speaking, because it was her that heard it. And she came in to me and she said, Margaret, you're famous.
Okay.
And I started to laugh and I said, oh my goodness. I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. But Sister Anne really wanted to look for me so badly. Isn't that so lovely?
It's lovely.
It's lovely to know that there are people that care, you know.
Especially in the times we're in, Margaret.
Absolutely.
And how have you managed during the pandemic, Margaret? How have you got on?
I'm fine. Okay, I read, I do everything. I keep myself very well occupied and then cover myself with my mask when I'm going out and keep your distance. So what more can you do?
Okay.
And just get on with it.
And yourself and Sister Anne hopefully will meet up soon for a coffee or a walk on Skerry's Beach.
Please, God. And a long chat. We're chatters, the pair of us. We're chatters.
Okay,
we'll have no problem talking. Joe, I think it's probably time for me to say goodbye. Your whole show will be over.
I don't mind. Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Right.
Thank you, Sister Anne.
Okay.
Sister Anne, God bless
much.
Your work, Sister Anne, in Fort Lawn as well. And to all the
Joe,
presentation
thank you so
sisters
much.
As well.
Thanks, Margaret. Look forward to being in touch. Yeah, bye.
That's lovely. We'll be in touch, Sister. Bye-bye.
It is a gift. The gift. We've got the gift.
The gift.
Thanks.
We got the gift of the gap. We're blessed. Blessed we are.
The
blessed.
The gift of friendship.
It's a very important gift, I think.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. The gift of
time
friendship.
To say goodbye.
Bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.